Jerry Bader Show, 947. All right, here's ProLifeNews.com trying to connect the Girl Scouts to Planned Parenthood. Girl Scout USA, GSUSA, is quick to assure concerned members that the national level of organization has no partnership with Planned Parenthood, but GSUSA fails to disclose further relevant information. GSUSA admits the fact that it allows every local Girl Scouts Council, the arm of the Girl Scouts, that actually connects with the members in their communities, to work with Planned Parenthood. Hear it from the horse's mouth. The GSUSA's national spokesperson at this link. Many Girl Scout councils are doing just that, teaming up with their local Planned Parenthood in various ways. And then they have one from Texas, Western New York, Northern Carolina. Okay, but that's my point. Then if it is happening at the local level, it's happening at the local level. All right, GSUSA spokeswoman Michelle Tompkins states local councils may partner with whomever they choose and also confirms that local councils may have a relationship with Planned Parenthood should they choose to. Then you deal with that local council. That's exactly my point. This still does not connect a national connect. I'm still not sold that the national organization is in bed with Planned Parenthood. No, that does. You have not convinced me of that. As I said, I would not be surprised to learn that some councils have. Then you deal with that. You don't put your kid in there. You don't be involved in it. That's what you do. My takeaway from this is there are local councils around the country that may be involved. There don't appear to be any in Wisconsin. Most of the money stays in Wisconsin. I'm not going to tell you not to buy Girl Scout cookies. As I said, I reached out to Pro-Life Wisconsin. They did not respond to my request to come on. And I am going to reach out to Wisconsin Right to Life and see what their position is on this. Jason says he has a relative who's a pretty high-powered official in the Wisconsin Girl Scouts, and there is no way she would be okay with this in the least. She's very much against abortion. Okay, Candace writes, I can see a good reason for the ban to buy cookies. The majority of the profit goes to the national level. No, I have not seen that. I have not. That's not true. Where the Planned Parenthood abortion push is happening, and I don't see that at the national level either. People are saying this. I'm not seeing the evidence. Most of the money doesn't go. That's not true. It simply isn't true. It's just, I don't know what else to say. I'm trying to keep an open mind on it, but I haven't seen the evidence. Yes, I'm sure there are some local councils who have a relationship with Planned Parenthood. All right. I want to revisit a topic from yesterday. Not going to spend as much time on it as I did yesterday. It's Woody Allen and his adoptive daughter, Dylan Farrow, who for years has accused him of sexually molesting her when she was 7, had a very heartfelt blog post at the New York Times website in advance of Oscar consideration of his latest movie, Blue Jasmine. I received this letter from a listener. I want to share it with you. Good morning, Jerry. I was listening to your commentary on Dylan Farrow's open letter about the alleged molestation from her adoptive father, Woody Allen. I was happy to hear you address this on the air because I personally find it appalling that his peers, celebrities, that the American sees as role models, are still glorifying his life and work. Is it possible to separate Allen's personal life with his professional? That I can't answer, but I know that despite the level of impeccable cinematography this man has put into the world, there's no doubt that the shadow of these allegations are something that the public can and should not look away from. And there are ways to get around these allegations to celebrate his work. Are there? She asks. Hate the sin but accept the sinner? That, I suppose, is a personal decision. A decision that I would see as clear as day. How could I support or justify watching stories, movies produced by an alleged pervert? If even an ounce of what Dylan is saying is true, ugh. Ironically, before the release of Dylan Farrell's open letter, my husband and I rented Blue Jasmine, the latest Woody Allen movie starring Cate Blanchett. I remember saying to my husband, I can't believe I've never seen a Woody Allen movie. After the movie, we both expressed our liking to it and how we really love the storyline, depth of character, and the acting. I can now say that I've seen my first and last Woody Allen movie. To Dylan Farrow, I believe you and will not tolerate the silencing of victims speaking their truth. To Woody Allen, shame on you, you dirty old man. There are no words. Taking several counseling courses in my past and knowing people who have had their lives affected by sexual abuse, I know the courage it takes to come clean with something as shameful as this in someone's childhood. Although Dylan is now an adult, I know that when a child comes to you with something like this, believe them. They have no reason to lie. The turn your head the other way mentality needs to stop. Woody Allen has not been convicted in a court of law. And yes, because these are alleged, that makes that problematic. But let me tell you something, I said this yesterday. I used to be the biggest Woody Allen fan in the world. Bananas, Sleeper, Take the Money and Run, Annie Hall, all of those. Now, I have not seen a Woody Allen movie since this scandal broke. Not old nor new. I haven't seen any of his new ones. Never. You've never seen any of his movies? Ever? Really? Not even the old ones. I have not watched an old Woody Allen movie since this. When this scandal broke, how did he react? By marrying Mia Farrow's 19-year-old adoptive daughter. He was about my age. I think he was a little older. I'm going to be 53 this year. I think he was 54 or 55. Yeah, find out how old he is. She was 19. Now, amazingly, they have stayed married 78, so 20 years ago, he's 58. And actually, it's 22 years ago. So he's about 56. He, in my opinion, I strongly suspect these allegations are true. So here's a question, and the listener brings up this question. She had never seen a Woody Allen movie before, which I do find kind of amazing. She had never seen one before, but you haven't either, Jason. So I guess it's not all that amazing. Points out she's never going to see one again. She's not going to contribute a dime to his cause. Should anybody, are you just facilitating or enabling Woody Allen if you paid to see his movies? If you contribute to his fortune, can you not be endorsing his alleged behavior? And should the allegation be strong enough? The Hollywood industry is always ready to facilitate, be enablers. They're still okay with Roman Polanski, and we know he raped a 13-year-old girl. And you've got Whoopi Goldberg saying, well, it wasn't rape, whatever the hell that means. What does that mean? It wasn't rape. Yeah, it was. She was incapacitated. I don't remember if it was drugs, alcohol, or both. And she was 12, 13 years old. That's rape, Whoopi. I'm telling you, there's something about child sexual assault that the Hollywood industry has tried to minimalize, and it's shocking to me. You can decide if you're going to ever see another Woody Allen movie. You're going to decide if, well, he hasn't been convicted. He has been convicted to my satisfaction, to my opinion. I can't convict him in a court of law. I haven't heard the evidence, and it's long past the statute of limitations. I believe he's a piece of bleep, I believe he's a pervert, and I believe he did this. Because I believe that, I will never patronize him again in any way. I won't rent a Woody Allen movie, I won't watch an old Woody Allen movie. I haven't in 22 years. Amazing the number of people who've never seen a Woody Allen movie. His early work was brilliant. And I suppose you can try to separate the art from the artist. In this case, I cannot. And I fully believe that he did this. And if you look at it this way, if you believe that he likely did this, and you spend money in his movies now, what does that say? What does that say about you? Or if you just, well, I don't want to think about it because I like his movies. What does it say about you? Same thing goes with Michael Jackson. I upset a lot of people in this building when I didn't, not only did I not celebrate Michael Jackson, all of the music stations and radio were celebrating Michael Jackson as a musical genius, which I don't dispute. I refused to do that because there's also no doubt in my mind what he did with young children. Again, I could be wrong about both. What I'm saying is, if you believe the allegations against Woody Allen and you continue to spend money on his product, what does that say? I heard someone else compare it to what the Catholic Church did, shifting priests around. I don't know if I agree with that analogy or not. But I would say this. If you can live with yourself, that's fine. I can't. It's 9:58.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.